The conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus continues. And Jesus has shared he must be born again. But Nicodemus, as he's processing, he's thinking literal and physical. How could someone enter into their mother's womb a second time? What is this stuff, born again? And Jesus directs him to the spiritual. He says, you know, you must be born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. In other words, Nicodemus, you're in a group right now, these Pharisees, they quench the Holy Spirit. You need to emerge from that group. You need to have the Holy Spirit in you. When you put your trust in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is in you forever. Now, do you have any circles that are quenching the Holy Spirit? Maybe a group of friends, certain environment, when you step into that, you quench the Holy Spirit. Maybe when you're alone, a habit, you quench the Holy Spirit. It's so important because this Holy Spirit gives life, and where the Spirit is, there's life. And so don't be stuck in religion like Nicodemus. And for salvation, you must be born again. There's an old t-shirt that says, born once, die twice. Born twice, die once. If you're born once, physically, but not spiritually, you die physically and you die spiritually, separated from God. But when you're born once physically and born again spiritually, you only die physically. You never die spiritually. You go into God's presence. Must be born twice, physical and spiritual. Think through your life today. If there's anything that's quenching the Holy Spirit, say yes to God. Trust Him. Move forward by faith.